Local Focus.
Well, not great news over the weekend for WA sheep producers, and well, by the look of things, not going to be great things for WA in general. WA Farmers President John Haswell does join me. Morning, mate.
Morning, Troy. How are you?
I can still see the steam coming out of your ears from here, mate, after Saturday's announcement. For those who may have not caught the news, can you let us know?
Well, completely against his word, the Minister for Anti-Animal Activists, who had anti-animal activists on the group meeting, announced that they are going to legislate this term, which is quite contrary to the promise that they made to shut down the live sheep trade. So, yeah, absolutely we're angry. I can tell you it's not just us. It's the cattlemen. It's industries right across Australia, New South Wales, Queensland, all can see the ramifications for agriculture as a whole. That means that, you know, if we capitulate on this, it means every single solitary thing to do with farming is going to be up for grabs for the animal, for not animal activists, but activists in general, including glyphosate and, you know, neonicotinoids and, you know, and whatever else. You know, it's we are in trouble.
And then comes out and says over $100 odd million for the federal transition to support going forward. $107 million. Where do they get that number from?
I don't know, Troy, no. But it's an absolute slap in the face. It's over 4 years. You know, the trade is, you know, this year, 135 or 143 million, I think, just in cash terms. And then the multiplier effect, if you put a multiplier of 8 on, which is not unreasonable, multiplier effect of 8, you know, that's over $1 billion that trade's worth to Western Australia every year. And when I say to Western Australia, to Australia every year, and they throw $100 million at it, I think it's just, it is just treating farmers with contempt.
Absolutely.
And the Minister for Agriculture, the anti-animal, anti-agriculture activist minister, I think has, you know, shown his complete and utter contempt for agriculture, and he's a disgrace, and he needs to step down. In fact, he should step clean out of politics.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, for sure. I did see a report where it was sort of like one of the activist groups sort of brought this on. I know that we've spoken on this program plenty of times, mate, that it looks like the federal government, it's been run by the activists.
Well, look, you know, make no mistake, the Awassi Express vision was created by payments from Lynn White of RSPCA and funded by Animals Australia to create that vision. You know, and I'm happy to say that. I've got the evidence to show it. You know, so they've actually come out and created the image that the federal, you know, the majority of people in Australia have seen and think it's the industry that's done this. It's created by blasted animal activists.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what's more, you know, we had an industry briefing on Saturday, supposedly industry briefing, and they had Jed Goodfellow and Lynn White and Susie Fowler and people like that who are supposedly industry. They're anti-industry. They're animal activists, and the minister needs to be shot. Well, you can't say that these days, but he needs to be sacked and he needs to leave. He needs to leave Parliament, in my opinion.
What have you heard back from farmers around WA, mate?
Oh, mate, pretty angry people, I can tell you. You know, because this has ramifications for all of ag, not just sheep farmers. So, you know, cattle won't be able to get on the same ships. It's going to have a detrimental effect on the cattle industry. You know, it really opens up all of agriculture to activists.
So will cattle be next, you reckon?
Well, look, I'll give you the tip. And there'll be a lot of people fighting really bloody hard about it. Murray Watt said no, but, you know, he said no, he wasn't going to legislate this term either. So, you know, you can't trust a single solitary word that comes out of the man's mouth, except if he's going to slam dunk you. You know, I think everybody should be really worried about this. The Australian economy will be damaged by this. But it's just... it's brain-dead economics. It's not economics. It's policy by populism and nothing more, nothing less. It's pandering to the Animal Justice Party and the Greens over preferences. And I think it's a really shoddy way to do politics. And I think, you know, if we can do what we want to do, then we will beat this.
Just sort of lost for words, really, mate, for what, you know, WA sheep producers are going through at the moment. We know we're in tough times around regional WA at the moment, and it's not just WA sheep producers, as you say. It's family businesses, it's local communities that are going to be affected. It's just going to be down that supply chain pretty much, mate. Shearers, you name it, everyone's going to be, you know.
Well, you'd have seen the New Rock report that, you know, was something like over $100 million just to their seven shires every year.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money. Out of each of those shires. So it's $1 billion over 10 years.
Yep.
You know, on that basis, you spread that right across the state, it's worth a lot more than $1 billion to this state. Now, you know, on that basis, it's going to devastate regional Western Australia, and, you know, it'll have flow-on effects to the other states as well. I think very short-sighted policy, and, you know, the reality is everybody will be affected really badly, and the economy of Western Australia will be hurt pretty significantly, you know, obviously to the economy of Australia as well. But, you know, they simply can't see that. And really disappointingly, the anti-ag minister is, you know, just following the party line, because I'm pretty sure he wants a promotion to Attorney General. And, you know, if he doesn't get this right, he won't get it. So, you know, it's... it's pretty short-term thinking on his behalf, and he's a disgrace.
So from a WA farmer's perspective, mate, what do you do now going forward? I'm sure that you've had plenty of talks across the weekend. So are you allowed to say what you're looking to do now?
Oh, well, look, you know, we're gonna fight it very, very hard. Yeah, we hopefully have an announcement next week. Okay. You know, we're meeting very strongly with ALEC, PGA, Livestock Collective. We've got a lot of people working very hard about what we're going to do. We have a plan. And it sounds pretty ordinary saying that without telling you what it is.
No.
But we're going to announce it next week after the budget week, because the budget week, and it'll get overshadowed. So we'll be announcing that next week, and we'll be going hard, and we will not be taking any prisoners.
Okay. All right. We'll wait and see and sort of hear from that. If people are doing it tough at the moment, mate, of course there are plenty of people you can reach on out to.
Well, most importantly, Trent, Troy, is to, you know, talk to a mate. Had a really generous call from a bloke over the weekend.
Yep.
Call mate to see if I was all right and give you the tip. I wasn't feeling too flash, and I really appreciated that call. So, you know, if you think your mates don't appreciate a call, think again. They do.
Yeah.
So please do reach out. It's pretty tough times.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And before you go, mate, happy birthday for late last week too.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Troy.
Not the birthday present you were expecting across the weekend from the Federal Agriculture Minister. But anyway, mate, always nice to chat. We'll keep in contact and see how things go going forward.
Thanks very much, Troy.